Last-minute rocket trouble forced SpaceX to cancel its launch until possibly tomorrow. News and analysis at townhall.com.
From working families to small businesses or government agencies, it's important to have quality care for the cars and light trucks that are essential to getting the job done. Here in the North State, that means Advanced Automotive of Reading, where they pride themselves on old-fashioned honesty, quality personal attention, and personal responsibility to get the work done right the first time. Why else would they be able to offer a 24-month, 24,000-mile warranty on their repairs? Every mechanic at Advanced Automotive is an ASC-certified master technician who takes pride in their work, something that's earned Advanced Automotive recognition from RepairPal.com, the leading provider of auto repair and maintenance information to consumers. From the family minivan, your daughter's first car, or a yard full of company vehicles, Advanced Automotive should be your go-to repair shop. Advanced Automotive of Reading, 5756 F Westside Road. Call 244-4423 or check the customer reviews at RepairPal.com. And hello once again, it's Boomer Tech Radio. I am Bob Belongi. And that silence would normally have been filled by Brenda saying, and I'm Brenda Belongi. And then I would go, and it's the analog you in Goodies, Gadget, and Gizmos, the analog news. I messed that all up. The tech news that you could use. See what happens when I don't have her here with me? I'll explain. I will explain what's going on. By the way, welcome to the show. We are live today, so I'm doing everything. Normally, because I'm my own producer here on Boomer Tech, I will do button pushing and putting stuff in the computer, looking at the chat room, all that sort of thing. And Brenda will maintain the conversation by filling in the gaps. However, and here's the ironic part. Here is the utter bitter irony. Maybe not bitter. It is, however, amusing. Brenda, of course, makes her living. If anybody's ever listened to an episode of this show, they know that Brenda is a weather forecaster. She specializes in fire weather for the Forest Service, and she teaches classes in this, fire weather to the brave men and women who go out and fight the fires in the wildlands. Well, this on Friday, she went down to teach a class in Ione, which is to the east of Sacramento, up there in the foothills. I'm not sure of the precise location. Anyway, on the way back, because of the weather, here's the irony part, because of the weather, portions of I-5 have been shut down, Highway 20 shut down due to flooding. That's right, weather has held up my co-host who specializes in weather. And that is why I'm here soloing the show today. So, I'm going to have a number of ways of trying to catch up. I've got my screens in front of me. I'm going to open up the KCNR 1460 chat room here in just a moment. But I'm doing this all myself. I'm not Leo Laporte or Kim Komando. I don't have a whole staff of minions to do my bidding. It's just me. So I'll be we will be taking phone calls. If you call in, give me a minute to reach over because this stuff is laid out in like a large U shape around me. All the various and sundry controls that make things happen on the radio. So give me a little time if you call in, if you are so inclined, you have a call or a question. We got some emails to answer and things like that. I have Facebook up, and I'm going to be doing the Casey in our chat room momentarily. And thankfully, I am on my Mac laptop, because if I was on my Windows laptop, this would be the time that it decides to do one of those annoying Windows updates. Do you hate that? If you have a Windows computer, does that just make you nuts? You turn it on, and that's when it decides it's going to, you just want to print something out. You just want to look something up. And the thing goes off into la-la land with a little twirly doodle on the screen saying, do not turn off your computer. And sometimes it never stops doing that. So we've got one of our stories during today's show is going to be, what do you do when that happens? When you get the little circular thing going and it says, applying updates, do not turn off your computer, and it's 3 hours later. Well, you know that there's a problem, right? Okay. Like I said, up on the chat room, I'm going to be getting that turned on here in just a minute. I haven't looked at Facebook for a few days, so I have all these notifications, and I'm clearing those out right now. I won't be looking at Facebook very often for reasons that I have outlined on this very program. I'm calming down now because I was in a big roaring hurry when I got in here. I'm all pumped up on adrenaline and caffeine. So I'm calming down, taking deep breaths. Nancy Sutton Pierce, who was on before me, she'd be proud. I'm taking the deep breaths, realigning my chakras or something. But I want to have her on because I want Nancy to talk about robots and sexuality. Because that, you know, you look at Westworld, Ex Machina, a lot of the news headlines, that's kind of a thing that's coming along. We've had stories about like the guy in Japan who made his own Scarlett Johansson. When does that cross a line into like way creepy? We've got the speaking of Scarlett Johansson, the new movie Ghost in the Shell, which has a lot of Japanese people upset. Because you've got an American woman portraying a Japanese anime character or manga character, and that's got a few people upset. But the producer said they needed someone with some star power who would carry the show, who would pull people into the box office. Haven't seen the movie; I've only seen a couple of previews for it, but it will be interesting. So, if you want to call in, like I said, let it ring, 530-605-4567, and I'll reach way over, pick up the phone. I'm going to fire up the chat room. But our segments are now like 24 minutes long. Time was, we only did like 11-minute segments. And that meant had chance to babble for, you know, 10 minutes or so, take the break, regroup, and come back. Well, now I don't have that luxury. And so you're going to hear me tapping away on the keys once in a while because we have a brand new chat room here on KCNR 1460. And that's got some people intrigued about, we have in the chat room, we have Rover, and I am lucky. I'm actually loading up on the computer. I am here. Log in with a – if you go to the new chat room – okay, Rover, hold on. I have to log into the chat room. So if you type something in, I will probably see it anonymously, no name, and I will have to fix that here, but talking. Okay, so if you get into the KCNR 1460 chat room, now I am Anon 5744. Doesn't that sound like one of those movies that maybe George Lucas did in his early days? No, that was THX 1138. Good movie, by the way. I know I'm bird walking all over the place, right? Calm down, Bob. I want to take part in a film festival this summer. At the Cascade, where we would feature some of the greatest science fiction films of all time. And that George Lucas classic is on the short list, THX 1138. If you've never seen it, get hold of a copy. The only one that's still floating around, I think, is a director's cut. And very prophetic movie. It was done in, I don't have the exact date in front of me, done back in the 1970s, before Star Wars and even before American Graffiti. But it originally was a college project, which was later produced into a feature film. Robert Duvall and Donald Pleasance were in it. And real thought-provoking film of a society that is completely tech-centric, and all the residents who are drug-controlled and emotionless, their emotions suppressed by these drugs, live only to serve the machinery. Huh? Huh? Yeah. Are we not heading there? So, hi, Rover. I see you in the chat room. And so Again, I'm multitasking, so forgive me. Let's look into a couple of stories here real quick. Now, if you follow, if you have Flipboard on your device, if you don't get it, it's a great application. It's available on iOS or on your Android device. Flipboard is a news aggregator that collects news according to your preferences and puts them on your feed, and then you can flip through them. Henceforth the name, and then you can reflip them into a collection of your choice, which is what we do with the Boomer Tech Radio magazine. All you have to do is type that in, Boomer Tech Radio, or my name, Bob Belongie, B-E-L-O-N-G-I-E, and you will see my magazine. If you subscribe to it, you'll make my day. So let's look at a couple of stories that are sort of topping the headlines. From NBC News, a story about virtual reality bringing lost worlds back to life. And a lot of these archaeological sites that give us a glimpse into the earliest histories of mankind, literally, the more people who come and look at them and gape at them, there's that famous cave in France. Well, the people, just by breathing and bringing moisture into the environment, are destroying the site. And so they've had to keep people out. So you want to share this. So what do? You send in virtual reality 3D cameras into the environment and record it so that people can put on VR goggles and experience it as if they are there. And this is being done even with recreations of archaeological sites where you would put on the headset, like an augmented reality headset, maybe a HoloLens or something. Doesn't that sound like something Geordi LaForge would wear from Star Trek? A HoloLens? Okay, I understand, Rover, about the you don't have users on the side. If you click, we would like to have showing all the users. I think if you click the number at the bottom of the screen, you get a list of users, but not a very good one. We will pass that along, Rover. Thanks for the tip there. That's the KCNR chat room, KCNR1460.com. If you click at the top, it's live, all right? So this is a good thing, back to the story about virtual reality. So to be a good archaeologist, you need an active imagination, and this according to the NBC News story. You have to picture an ancient kitchen amid a scatter of broken pots and butchered animal bones. And so this is a new way. You know, when we were kids, we went to the dioramas in the museum that would recreate very small pieces of history, like in not at the museum. But imagine that on a grand scale where you walk out onto the battlefield at Gettysburg, or maybe one of the sites maybe if you want to walk out at Waterloo. And through the miracle of electronics, as Jack Rebney is fond of saying, you were able to see history being played out in the very place where it happened. How cool would that be? And the technology is rapidly coming into place. Right now, if you go to one of the some of the major amusement parks, Six Flags is playing with this. Yeah, you ride the same roller coaster, but imagine you put on the headset, and Samsung is really playing big on this. You put on the headset, and now instead of just watching the parking lot go by, you're flying through a galactic wormhole or whatever. Or maybe you're taking a helicopter ride through a canyon, or you're operating a fighter or whatever. You're a gunner on a ship that's being pursued on an airship. You know, the imagination is absolutely, limitless, and depending on, the ability to write the programs for these VR experiences, now you've opened up a whole new experience, for the customers that will keep them coming back. And of course, you can get the G forces and all that on a roller coaster that you can't get just in a seat at home. Anyway, so that's virtual reality is going to bring back is going to enable people to visualize more accurately some of these experiences, both real and absolutely imaginary. So, speaking of VR, for, you know, being shoved into an MRI machine, you know, the tube, and it's all enclosed, and it's going click, 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 and weird stuff is happening. Bad enough for an adult, really bad for an adult with claustrophobia, but what about a kid? What about a child who has to have an MRI? Is that, you know, can you imagine something more terrifying to a 9-year-old? So a London hospital, according to this article in the Next Web, using VR to make medical testing more comfortable for children. It's King's College Hospital. They're working with a Google Play specialist team to create an app that, when worn before an MRI, helps kids understand the procedure through an immersive VR experience. The app provides a 360-degree view of the process, and a radiographer explains how it works, including what happens during and after the scan. So it takes away some of the fear factor. Now, because of the way that an MRI works, you can't have something made out of metal in the intense magnetic field. But this helps the patient, and not just kids either. We're going through some stuff with the family where all this mysterious doctor stuff is going on, and we're not getting clear explanations of some of it. And that's very, very upsetting. You know, don't hide behind a couple of terms. Let me know what's going on, because I'm intelligent enough to look this stuff up. Please. So, look for this to be more common. I was seated in a dentist's chair on Thursday, looking at the ceiling tiles while the very nice lady was working, you know, was waving around sharp objects in my mouth. And by the way, shout out to Dr. Gottfried's office and wonderful people there. But it would have been nice. Now, normally when I do this, I shove a pair of headphones on earbuds in and go off to La La Land, close my eyes and go to the Bahamas or whatever during the experience, because I don't, you know, it's bad enough hearing the when she's working around in there. But if I can just transport myself elsewhere for a little bit, kind of makes it go by faster. How about either a set of full goggles or even a screen mounted on the ceiling? Right over the chair, because everybody's in the same position, a screen right over the ceiling that gives you some scene of your choice, be it ocean waves or fields of grain or purple mountain majesty, I don't know. Something that helps you kind of disconnect from the experience at hand, because let's face it, that isn't exactly the most pleasant thing in the world to go through, right? So, just my thought. But look for this to become more common, especially with kids and as a teaching aid. Now, if you do like to go out into the wildlands for real and go out hiking or up to the ski resorts or whatever, you know that in spite of the fact that we just cannot put our cell phones down, our smartphones, connectivity when you're out in the boondocks is a little bit of an issue. Now, and that's not just out in the boondocks. Brenda and I live a couple of miles out of town. And we had to get a cell booster in order to be able to use our smartphones inside the house. It creates, actually, it's what's called an LTE extender. We've talked about this. It actually activates a little cell tower inside the house that then ties to the internet so that the phones aren't trying to reach a cell tower that's a couple of miles away, and that drains the battery, by the way. If you live in an outlying area and your battery just dies very rapidly, probably what's going on, your phone is pumping up its output power, hence using more battery, trying to reach the tower. Well, if you're completely out of sight of any cell connection and you need to do some connections. Here's an article from Engadget. You've heard of the new Moto Z series of phones. These are it's a company that actually a Chinese company that bought the Motorola name. And they're putting out, they put out the Droid line of phones. And they also put out the Moto Z phones. And the Moto Z is sort of a modular type phone. In other words, you have a basic phone system, and then you can add backpacks onto the phone, modules. And there's one from Hasselblad that turned your smartphone into a very high-end camera. There's another one that puts a big set of speakers on it, as big as you can pack into a phone size form factor, but it really improves the sound. There's one that gives you a honking big battery. Well, one of the latest ones is coming through an Indiegogo project, the Link Radio. And what this thing does is that it backpacks onto your Moto Z, and it turns it into a six-mile range walkie-talkie without having to have benefit service, without having to have cell service. Now, it operates on what are called the GMRS frequencies, which puts them in the 400 megahertz band. And, of course, you'll be dealing with everybody else who has one of those family radio service radios. But you can set it up with a private channel. Stay in touch with your friends. So yes, would it be cheaper just to buy a set of these, of the walkie talkies? Well, probably. But the concept here is that you can also send SMS messages, and I imagine not in the not too distant future, send, pictures from one point to another, which is something you really can't do with a simple walkie-talkie. So this isn't on the market yet, and I don't see an anticipated price. You can order one with a pledge of $99 on Indiegogo right now. It is called the Moto Z walkie-talkie, water and dust resistant, and NOAA weather radio and emergency beacon. Has its own 1,500 milliamp hour battery. And can even communicate with other GMRS, FRS-type radios. And that's a big plus. You're not just locked off. So instead of carrying two things in your pocket, you know, the FRS radio and the phone, you just clip this thing onto the back of your phone. For $100, it sounds like a pretty good idea. Sounds like something I would have to look at. One more piece before we get into our first break here at the bottom of the hour. The Amazon Echo continues to get bigger and better. They want to embed it in your lives. They have added support for the Microsoft Calendar ecosystem. So if you have an account that is either Outlook.com, Live.com, or Hotmail.com, you should be able to access your calendar through the Alexa, which is kind of cool. Now, I know I just triggered every Amazon Echo in town that has the default name to it. I actually changed the name of my Echo to... Now, you can change the response word, the wake-up word, for your Amazon Echo device. It can be Echo. It can be the A word, her name, the name of the operating system. Or you can use computer. And I probably just woke up the one at home. And that's the word. You know, it's not constantly sending your every utterance off to the mothership. It only when it picks up your wake word, the system then sends off an inquiry to the Google servers, or excuse me, Amazon servers, to process your request. Very handy for popping up some music. And taking care of, you know, setting a timer is the most common use. It turns out the majority of these Amazon Echoes are actually being set up in people's kitchens to play a little music and run a convenient timer. Because, I mean, you got stuff up to your elbows. You know, you're working on a recipe. Real easy to just say, Alexa, set a 10-minute timer. And boom, there it goes. My favorite one now is, you know, when you're setting an alarm on your phone and you have to tap all the buttons, I just say, okay, Google, wake me up at 5:30. Boom, happens. So look for these voice assistants to become a lot more common as time goes on. And Speaking of time, it is time for our bottom of the hour break. You're listening to Boomer Tech Radio with Bob and Brenda Belongi. We'll have more of the tech news you can use right after this bottom of the hour break. Good, honest, reliable. More than two decades ago, an auto repair shop opened in Reading based on those simple principles. Advanced Automotive is still family-owned, continuing on with those same ideals. So simple, yet rare in today's world. Modern cars and light trucks have grown more complex in the past 20-plus years, but those founding concepts still hold just as much importance when it comes to safety, reliability, and value for your dollar. Advanced Automotive of Reading promises that your vehicle will be serviced confidently by a technician with the training and knowledge to make professional repairs. Read what your friends and neighbors have to say about Advanced Automotive by going to RepairPal.com, where you can get an instant estimate of what you can expect to pay for your service or repair. Honest work at a fair price. It's not all that complicated. Advanced Automotive of Reading, 244-4423, or stop by 5756 F West Side Road.
Don't let your friends call the 800 number.
Call our daddy and the guys at B&T Satellite
for local dish installation and service.
Hi, folks, this is Doug Tooley. There's no greater friend than our veterans. At B&T Satellite, we would like to honor their sacrifice by offering a special deal for vets with DISH. But we need your help. Here's how it works. Don't call the 800 number. Call 241-3474 and let us know about your friend that is a veteran. And when they sign up for DISH, you will get $100 off your service, and one of our honored veterans will also receive $100 off of their bill. We are a local authorized DISH dealer, a veteran-owned business. We live here, we work here, and we want to honor our local veterans with this special offer. That's 241-DISH. For more information, please call us at 241-3474. Check us out online at btsatellite.com, like us at Facebook at BT Satellite, or check out our Yelp reviews.
It's termite swarm season again when termites quickly expand their already large colonies. Because of the quiet and hidden nature of termites, they are often undetected until the damage has already occurred. If you suspect your house has termites, call the professionals at Big Time Pest Control immediately for a free estimate. Big Time Pest Control will guarantee extermination of termites, insects, spiders, and rodents. Call 530-242-8830. Big Time service at a price you can afford. Big Time Pest Control.
Time has come for 51. Becoming the 51st state won't be easy, but it'll be worth it. Tired of California passing laws that make your life more difficult?
Find out what's happening and how you can help every Sunday morning at 9 a.m. with Wynn Carpenter
and Terry Raposa
here on KCNR 1460 AM.
Listen for Jefferson State of Mind now at its new time, Sunday mornings at 9 o'clock here on AM 1460 KCNR.
Hello, Frank and Kathy Muse with Northern Lights Energy. We're doing a lot of heater upgrades, so if you think you want to try a new on-demand kerosene water heater or a Toyo heater, give us a call before winter. We can give you a free estimate. Robin down in Corning is very busy with all the truckers, farmers, with the ag season in full swing. Joe in Weaverville got his new awning up and all the lights are working for all the early birds. The Redding plant is selling a lot of ethanol-free 93 and a whole lot of barbecue bottles. And if you need a forklift tank, we got some of those in now. We have a lot of bulk oil in your container or ours, and we're open on Saturday till 3:30 at the Redding plant. Northern Lights Energy, everything from race car fuel, motor oil, red and clear diesel, and gasoline. In South Redding, we have the Muse Card Lock. Corning, Weaverville, and Redding, 241-2196. Thanks a lot.
Northern Lights Energy.
Back once again, it's Boomer Tech Radio. I'm Bob Belongi, minus Brenda today. You're just tuning in. Brenda was waylaid by flooded roads and had to take an alternate route, I guess Interstate 5, if you're listening live. Interstate 5 around Willows, flooded. and they're trying to get around that. And some of the other roads like Highway 20 and several others. So Brenda calls me because she's on her way back from Ione, where she taught a class yesterday. She was going to come back this morning, get up first thing, drive up here, get up here just in time to get on the air. It didn't happen. So right now she's probably somewhere passing through Chico, if I'm thinking the clock correctly. And shortly she'll be able to pick up the radio show, and she'll probably call in and say, you know, you sound like an idiot. But that's beside the point. Because really, I get totally off track without Brenda in the studio, who gives me these looks. Guys, you know the look I'm talking about, right? You know the look. Anyway, but she fills in the gaps with her insights while I'm over here frantically tapping away on the keyboard. But today, just me, so bear with us. So there may be some awkward gaps and things. Have the chat room up and running. Comment from Rover, who's this listener who's been with us for a very long time. He's the one who actually turned us on to the fact that episodes of this show are being stored on TuneIn Radio, if you've got the app. And I've been doing it for quite some time, and I don't know how this happened, but Rover actually listens to a lot of tech shows, so he could make a lot of good choices, but he includes Boomer Tech to be among the shows that he listens to. So we're very, very, very happy with that. He has some great insights and comments, and he's told us he has a Yoga 10 tablet, which is made by Lenovo. And apparently it has died. It's about, he said he had it for between 2 and 5 years. Well, that makes it big. A 5-year-old laptop is actually getting a little bit long in the tooth. I've got a Dell 17-inch that has hit that 5-year mark. Still runs Windows 10 okay, but it's stuck in that weird Windows Update loop thing, and I'm going to talk about that here shortly on the show. That's just annoying because you want to just turn the computer on and have it work, and that doesn't always happen. By the way, let's take a quick look here. My Gmail account. Dick Wright is a listener, and he wrote me at boomertechradio@gmail.com, and says, and Dick, if you're listening, and you got a chance to pull over, grab the phone because I'm live today, 530-605-4567. I'll kind of fish around behind me blindly and grab the phone and put you on the air. Dick says he was listening to me talk about Win 7, 10, XP, etc. It was driving him nuts because Dick is a longtime convert to Linux on all his devices. Now, assuming he means all his PCs, I know that there's a flavor of Linux that will run a smartphone that supposedly came out, but it never really caught on. There's not many apps. Linux is, of course, after Windows and Mac OS, also known as OS X, third most popular operating system in the world. It is the darling of the people who think like a computer. And that's the thing. And Dick was saying, and I agree with Dick's commentary that its dominance of the internet and e-commerce, the fact that almost everyone every day interfaces with Linux without knowing it, has speed, reliability, and absolutely secure. And of course, it's free for the downloading. And I agree with all those statements. If you are a serious hardware person and you want the very best, fast, lightweight operating system, absolutely go with Linux. If you've got, I've got an old laptop made by Panasonic. It's a dual core Toughbook. It has outaged the ability to run Windows. It was built for Vista. In fact, it was built for XP, but was Vista capable. But would not upgrade to 10 because there's no drivers written for it. I was able to upgrade it to Linux, and I have, I used Mint, that particular flavor of Linux. But I'm not actually doing anything with it because I have these other computers right at hand to do my day-to-day tasks. And the trouble with Linux is, first of all, for looking at it from a not from a hardware standpoint. I understand that Dick is a former network administrator. Awesome. It means he knows how this stuff works. He knows what to do when it doesn't. The trouble with Linux is that you can easily get yourself into trouble. You can easily get, if you're trying to hook up printers, hooking up a printer on Linux is still a freaking nightmare. Hooking up and things like, and try to get printers to talk to Linux. I have some microphones and things like that that run on USB. Try to get those to work on Linux. I was ready to throw the thing out the window. And I do this stuff. So I agree that Linux is a powerful, tight-running operating system if you can take the time to learn how to use it and be able to do the sudo get apt blah, 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 type in on the command line. That's where you get the most power out of Linux, is being able to get into the command line, right? Get your fingers right into the guts of the operating system. And the trouble is, most people don't want to even know that there's an operating system. They want to take it out of the box, put it on the countertop, push the button, and go. They don't want to have to install this and that. The steps to go through to do a Linux install are pretty elaborate. Yes, you can set someone up, but every time you want to make some kind of major change, you're probably going to be looking for some help. And a lot of people, the whole thing about the Windows OS and Mac OS is that they simply work. There are, if you look up the number of different distributions or distros, see, Linux even has its own lexicon, distro. Sounds very cool. To the average person, they have no, it sounds like a dance. And I'm being, you know, Dick, you make some really good points, but most people just don't want to mess around with this stuff. Rover knows a lot about this stuff now. He says he got good use out of it. By the way, he was talking about his Lenovo computer. I don't know if you knew this. The government says to these government agencies, thou shalt not use a Lenovo computer because there are concerns about a company that is owned pretty much by the Chinese government furnishing hardware to our agencies. You think? Given their track record? Given the fact that Lenovo has already been busted for harvesting user data secretly? But then again, so is Samsung. So what are you going to do? Let's see here. A couple of weeks ago, did a job for a company, this according to Rover in the chat room. They had all equipment on wireless, two computers, two printers, one laptop, one credit card device, one TV, seven devices and all, and the wireless kept dumping. Well, yeah, you're getting you're getting address conflicts. So he hardwired the computers and printers. By the way, if you've got the option, the router sitting right there. You've got a network jack in the computer. You got a network jack in your router. If you don't have enough ports in the router, spend $39 and add a switch, a network switch. Don't get a hub. Get a switch. Now you got tons of ports to plug into, and your stuff will run so much better than it will on wireless. Wireless networks are prone to problems. They work when nothing else does. But like at my house, my router is at one end of the house. By the way, I just upgraded to AT&T U-verse. So far, so good. I'll talk about that in a future episode. At one end of the house, I've got my router, and the signal doesn't quite get up to my Samsung TV and my Amazon Fire Stick, which is what I do most of my watching on. So I had a booster. The trouble is, if you put in a Wi-Fi extender, now that creates another Wi-Fi signal, and they fight a lot, and you get dropouts and stuff. So I got one of those Netgear home plug systems. It plugs into the wall, and it carries your network signal over your AC lines. It's not real fast, but it's pretty solid. So I'm using the Netgear home plug to take my signal, because I don't want to run Cat 5 the length of my house. That's a pain in the tush. plug into at the there by the TV set, and then I've got a second router, which is far enough away from the first wireless router that they don't fight too much, and that has given me some real good results. I can now watch my shows on HBO, on Amazon, on Netflix, and I don't get a lot of buffering. So that's something you may want to try. So when you've got the option, use a hardwired connection. Cat5 cables are cheap, and they're a lot less prone to interference. You don't get the weird addressing problems. And if you have a computer that is stuck in an update and you cannot no longer connect to the wireless network, that's when you want to grab your cables, plug the computer directly into the router, and let it update. Because what's happened is that part of the update that controls the wireless settings has gotten borked. And now your computer is stuck in a loop. So if you but that's not related to the actual Windows 10 update loop, but it's one of the problems that can happen during the process is that you can lose your wireless settings and the computer can't get the can't do the update. It just keeps trying over and over again, and it can't connect to your wireless network. So that's what I tell people to try when they are stuck in the updates morass, is to grab a Cat5 cable, plug one into the computer, other into this into your router or your switch, and let it and try that. See if it updates. It has cured the problem for me at least a couple of times. So good to know. Yeah, and Rover's right. People just want it to work, and Mint is probably one of the most popular versions of Linux, and that is a variant of Debian. Well, here again, for somebody who knows what all this means, but for the average consumer who's running down the Wally world, you know, this is all mumbo geek. Linux is a Lamborghini. It's a super fast. It's a super fast sports car. You can get in there and you can race down the track and rip through the turns and all that. Trouble is, most people have no business in a sports car or in a racing car. Am I right? They're going to go through the corner too fast and pile up. Kind of a offbeat metaphor, but that's my point. Most people don't want to get into the nuts and bolts of an operating system. They just want it to happen. So anyway, Rover. I don't remember what SUSE is. SUSE. Refresh my memory on that. Anyway, let's go back and Dick. I would love to have you on sometime. I'd like to hear differing viewpoints. I personally, if I was doing this stuff just for myself, I would tell people, yeah, go ahead and get and try Linux. And if you don't mind getting your hands a little dirty, by all means. Like I said, if you got an old laptop that really you don't want to update it to Windows 10, maybe you missed the window, or maybe it was an XP machine that you want to get some more life out of, yeah, one of the lightweight distributions of Linux. Give it a try. There's lots of help on the web. And it would make a good email, browsing, media, computer for a lot of tasks. Like I said, I just got really frustrated, and I'll admit this was a few years back, trying to get a printer to work on a Linux operating system. It was just it was a third, fourth-party driver, and it wouldn't work. Now, maybe that has been addressed, but I wanted to get some more life out of an older PC, and I just found it to be a very frustrating experience. And okay, he says he has a way to boost the wireless signal. So if you've got a this is from Rover in the chat room, if you've got an external antenna like the Linksys WRT series, cut both. Yeah, I've seen this trick. You cut a tin can, cut the ends off, and then cut it open lengthwise. Be careful doing this so you don't slice up your fingers. And then you spread it out into a half moon, and it becomes a reflector. And then you put it if you go into the KCNR chat room, you can see his instructions there. Cut a couple of slots, and what you're actually doing is making a reflector for the Wi-Fi signal to focus it in one direction. Because when it comes off the antenna, it's all going one. It's going omnidirectional. And the definition of an omnidirectional antenna is one that radiates equally bad in all directions. So you put this reflector And there's a certain distance away from the antenna that you have to set it up. And then it will, like a dish, force the signal all in one direction, and you'll boost your range considerably. So that's a good idea there. And if you want the instructions, look in the KCNR chat room, and my co-host Rover will help you out with that. So what else is in the news? SpaceX was supposed to launch one of their Dragon rockets, but they aborted the countdown with less than 30 seconds to ignition. Unknown problem why. But after that rather spectacular blast that they had a couple of months ago that shut them down, and they lost a lot of money on that deal, they're making really sure they're going to get it right. So they could be rescheduling the launch of the rocket from the historic, I think it's Pad 39, down there at Cape Canaveral. Remember when it was Cape Kennedy? I do. I was a kid when it was Cape Kennedy. One of their other more ambitious projects, SpaceX wants to send a unmanned probe, what they call the Red Dragon lander, off to Mars. And this would be a precursor to sending a manned mission. Now, they had thought that they would actually be able to launch as early as 2018, like, you know, next year. But the company has said that they're going to push the date back to 2022, and they want to eventually send a manned mission off to Mars, which, you know, we should have been doing this 15 years ago, but we got involved in a whole bunch of other stuff. And, you know, it's time for us to reach out again. I know I hear that the people who say, well, we need to solve our problems here on Earth first. I'm sorry, we've been hearing that since they shut down the Apollo program. We ain't fixed them in 50 years, folks. It's time to reach out again. Time to take these young minds and say, there's a future out there. We can make a future out there. We can give ourselves other places to live. It'll be hard. It'll be expensive. But if we don't get off this rock and something really bad happens, that's it, game over. Let's have other baskets to put our eggs in, shall we? Okay, enough of that. Now I've mentioned previously how, interestingly enough, Brenda and I were probably, and this is 12 years ago now. Well, let me see here, 2004, 2017, so almost 15 years ago. Well, no, for 13 years. I'm having trouble doing, you know, basic math now. Brenda and I met through the online service Match.com. And at the time, that was just getting started. Now, of course, most people meet through an online service. Back then, it was pretty cutting edge. And back in the day when we had to send emails using stone tablets, yeah. But remember eHarmony, Dr. Neil, what's his name? You know, the dude with the bow tie. Did he have a bow tie? I think so. He looked real proper looking dude. 16 years, eHarmony has been in business, and they have a new CEO now. His name is Grant Langston. He's been with the company all along. And eHarmony is getting a little bit dated. You've got you got Tinder and Bumble, which are more like hookup apps. eHarmony is more about finding a life partner. So eHarmony wants to sort of reinvent itself, but not lose track of their roots. You know, it's not a dating, it's not a swinging app. It's certainly not an Ashley Madison. God forbid. They want to do, in fact, there's some people who thought, gee, they're just really too prim and proper for most people. No, I think that they definitely have a place. People are now using Tinder, 80% in fact, to find more than just a hookup. They're looking for those long-term partners. And but they sort of rested on their laurels, and apps like Tinder, Bumble, Hinge, and others Have swipe-based interfaces, seamless design, keeps the younger customers coming back. For eHarmony, you fill out a detailed questionnaire, and you actually have to put a little thought into your answers. They're looking for a little more than, I like to take long walks on the beach. You know, they're actually looking for points of compatibility. Trouble is, the instant gratification crowd just wants to, oh, what a nice face, or other part of your choice. And, let's go for it and then work out. So eHarmony has a, you know, they've been a good business model, but they're feeling very dated, so they want to kind of stick to their roots, but continue to offer a more functionality. But the app, their mobile app, has been an abysmal failure. It has a one-star rating in the Apple App Store, but they've got 750,000 paid subscribers, 10 million active users, but those are the same numbers since 2002. Tinder, meanwhile, has 1 million premium users and 50 million people who use the app. Bumble, gaining market share, having picked up 3.5 million active users. But the millennials are now getting into their late 20s, 30-ish, when they start thinking about settling down. So the new sleeker eHarmony design, because they have obviously sort of grandfathered in a lot of this experience when it comes to dating apps, hoping that they are going to be able to reclaim some market share. So they've been refining the site's matching algorithm, hopefully reinvent them, because there is a place for that, more than just your weekend, your hookup thing. All right, a couple of more minutes here. What's a big annoying thing about YouTube? Do you hate those 30-second commercials that play? No, I use YouTube sometimes here at the radio station because I'll want to play a specific piece of music, maybe a movie clip. Time, you know, and here comes a 30-second ad that I can't skip over. Now, I understand, you know, YouTube, i.e. Google, needs to have ad stream revenue, but it's pushing people away. Google is going to be changing those non-skippable 30-second ads. They're going to have shorter, more engaging formats, as according to a report on the in The Verge. We're committed to providing better ad experience for users online. As part of that, we've decided to stop supporting 30-second unskippable ads and focus on formats that work well for both users and advertisers. So it's like the web pages that I talked about. Where you go to a web page and bam, you get all these pop-ups and banners and movies that want to start and all that until your page just freezes up. What are people going to do? You go to any major newspaper and you just get so nailed with junk that's trying to occupy your screen, you give up and go someplace else. You know, a little banner at the top, you know, even our chat room has a small banner at the top that helps pay for it, but it loads up fairly quickly. And it doesn't immediately take over your experiences. A lot of these insert ads just dominate your very experience. So, you know, live and learn, definitely. I think that, you know, this is still an evolving medium. It didn't even exist a couple of years ago. So look for those 30-second ads to go away fairly quickly. So we're coming up on the end of our first hour here of Boomer Tech Radio, and I do want to thank people who listen. This is a live show today, so 605-4567, that's in the 530 area code. You can go ahead and hop in the chat room at kcnr1460.com. I'm sort of keeping track of all that's going on. Definitely want to thank you for being a listener. I'm going to try to get my voice back for the second hour. Wherever you go, whatever you do, be safe and be good to each other.
From working families to small businesses or government agencies, it's important to have quality care for the cars and light trucks that are essential to getting the job done. Here in the North State, that means Advanced Automotive of Reading, where they pride themselves on old-fashioned honesty, quality personal attention, and personal responsibility to get the work done right the first time. Why else would they be able to offer a 24-month, 24,000-mile warranty on their repairs? Every mechanic at Advanced Automotive is an ASC-certified master technician who takes pride in their work. something that's earned advanced automotive recognition from RepairPal.com, the leading provider of auto repair and maintenance information to consumers. From the family minivan, your daughter's first car, or a yard full of company vehicles, Advanced Automotive should be your go-to repair shop. Advanced Automotive of Reading, 5756 F Westside Road. Call 244-4423 or check the customer reviews at RepairPal.com.
You're listening to KCNR 1460, community talk radio for the North State. This is KCNR, Shasta, Reading.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra. Norma McCorvey, that's the late Roe, it's the Jane Roe in the center of the 1973 U.S. Supreme Court decision legalizing abortion, has died. McCorvey, who later became a born-again Christian, said in a 2009 interview she regretted being the plaintiff in the case.
I'm the former Jane Roe of Roe versus Wade, as a lot of people may know. I was born again in 1995.
McCorvey died this morning at an assisted living center in Katy, Texas. She was 69 years old. At the NATO Security Conference in Munich, Vice President Mike Pence says the Trump administration won't be soft on Russia.
The United States will continue to hold Russia accountable, even as we search for new common ground, which, as you know, President Trump believes can be found.
NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg says NATO is strong because its members stand together.
A strong Europe cannot mean Europe alone. Just as I don't believe America first means America alone.
The Europeans have been worried after President Trump labeled NATO obsolete. German Chancellor Angela Merkel appealed to the U.S. and others to support and bolster multilateral organizations like NATO. At least two deaths are blamed on a powerful Pacific storm in southern and central California. National Weather Service meteorologist Robbie Monroe says coastal valley areas of southwest California have been inundated.
2 to 6 inches of rain with 5 to 10 inches of rain across the mountains from Santa Barbara to L.A. County.
There'll be a brief respite this weekend, but they're expecting more wet weather by midweek. An explosion and fire erupted at a California oil refinery exactly 2 years after a blast that crippled the plant and led to higher gasoline prices. No injuries in today's fire at the Torrance Refining Company. News and analysis at townhall.com.
This is Michael Medved for Relief Factor with an email that came in from Nicole. She writes, I'm 34 years old and I have severe lower back pain for 20 years and I've been taking prescription painkillers for about 6 to 7 years now. Even when taking those painkillers, it was pain almost every day for me. I'm just completely amazed now that after 2 days of taking Relief Factor, I've had no more back pain. I'm on my 5th day today and so thankful that my fiance suggested that I try this. Thank you, Relief Factor, for giving me my pain-free life back. You should enjoy a pain-free life, too. Everybody should enjoy a pain-free life, of course, and you can do that with Relief Factor. You know what it is? It's all natural. It's a dietary supplement, completely safe. Just read the testimonials. Go to ReliefFactor.com. That's ReliefFactor.com. Use their quick start to get you set up for 3 whole weeks, just $19.95. ReliefFactor.com. You have nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. ReliefFactor.com.
In the first major congressional attempt to address the advent of self-driving cars, two senators say they're launching a bipartisan effort to help to speed up the deployment of the vehicles on the nation's roads.
Republican John Thune of South Dakota and Democrat Gary Peters of Michigan say they're exploring legislation that, quote, clears hurdles and advances innovation in self-driving vehicle technology. Automakers cite federal requirements that all vehicles must have steering wheels and brake pedals as examples of regulations that presume there will be a human driver and might inhibit the introduction of self-driving cars. Congressional action may be needed to make changes.
Correspondent Jeremy House. Kraft Heinz is attempting to buy Unilever in a $143 billion deal that would join the U.S. maker of cheeses and lunch meats with the European producer of mayonnaise, teas, and other things. Kraft Heinz says it's still interested in the deal, but Unilever says the price is too low. More on these stories at townhall.com. Former House Republican leader Bob Michael has died.
The former Illinois congressman is considered one of the last of a dying breed of lawmakers. An affable leader whose easygoing style, folksy manner, and consensus building helped Ronald Reagan and George H.W. Bush pursue their agendas during their presidential terms. Michael served 19 terms and retired 1 year before Republicans swept to the majority in 1994. He was replaced by conservative firebrand Newt Gingrich. Bob Michael was 93.
Capitol Hill correspondent Wally Hines. It was on this date in 1861, Jefferson Davis was sworn in as provisional president of the Confederate States of America in Montgomery, Alabama. And in 1984, Italy and the Vatican signed an accord under which Roman Catholicism ceased to be the state religion of Italy. News and analysis at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
Good, honest, reliable. More than two decades ago, an auto repair shop opened in Reading based on those simple principles. Advanced Automotive is still family-owned, continuing on with those same ideals. So simple, yet rare in today's world. Modern cars and light trucks have grown more complex in the past 20-plus years, but those founding concepts still hold just as much importance when it comes to safety, reliability, and value for your dollar. Advanced Automotive of Reading promises that your vehicle will be serviced confidently by a technician with the training and knowledge to make professional repairs. Read what your friends and neighbors have to say about Advanced Automotive by going to RepairPal.com, where you can get an instant estimate of what you can expect to pay for your service or repair. Honest work at a fair price. It's not all that complicated. Advanced Automotive of Reading, 244-4423, or stop by 5756 F West Side Road.
And hello once again, Boomer Tech Radio. I'm Bob Belongi, and normally I would be here with Brenda Belongi, but she might be listening, frustrated, somewhere in the vicinity of Red Bluff. Long story short, parts of the freeway system shut down by flooding. A lot of the major highways being rerouted. And she would have been here just in time to get into studio for the show. But she had to reroute, had to actually backtrack to Woodland. If you know anything about the California freeway system, had to backtrack to Woodland and come up Highway 99, which is just endless. They've got stoplights every 35 feet. And so she's slowly making her way home. And she might make it back up here just in time to say goodbye. But certainly told her not to worry about it. I would solo the show. I would soldier on bravely. Yes, all by myself. So what that means is that I am my own producer here at Boomer Tech. I do not have a staff. I do not have minions. So I have my, moving from left to right, I have my MacBook Pro, which is up on Facebook, and the KCNR 1460 chat room, which I apparently, when I left the page, disconnected from. Well, that's kind of annoying. I'll have to retype in. That's interesting. I skipped over to look at my Facebook page, which I don't use a lot of Facebook, but I use it to promote Boomer Tech. And as soon as I stepped off the page, I disconnected. Well, that's something they're going to have to look at. So next over, I got my iPad Pro, which is where I've got a lot of my stories that I refer to off the Boomer Tech Radio app. Actually, it's not the app. I wish I had a Boomer Tech Radio app. We're not that big yet. We have the Boomer Tech Radio magazine on the Flipboard app. And if you go in there and you subscribe to the app, the little number goes up and I get happy. Then I have the computer that sends out our audio stream. And right now it's just doing its thing, sending out the stream. Then I have the computer that runs the radio station. That's where all the commercials are stored. Then is our Mac Mini computer. That's a source of our music. It's also recording the show so that I can get that done for the podcast and then the repeat for Sunday night. Then moving still towards the right, we have our old studio PC backup. And then on the extreme right, our archiving computer, which just records everything that is done on the show. So I'm in a room full of screens, and it's me. Well, we also have a telephone, and the telephone number, 530-605-4567. We are live today, so if you do have a bit of tech question or something to mention that maybe we should bring up on the show, be more than happy to do that. Since Brenda is not here for me to bounce comments off of, because she can talk while I reach over and tap in commands and keys and stuff like that. So anyway, Rover, if you want to call in, KCNR1460.com, then go to the live button at the top. You can jump into the chat room. And I think I'm back to being an Anon. Let's see here. Hello. Type into the chat. Yeah, I'm Anon 9056. I need to set my name again. So I'm going to do a temporary name of BoomerTech. We'll just try to spell that right. Not BomberTech. BoomerTech. I know this is okay to do because I've heard Leo Laporte do it. So if he does it, it must be okay, right? Yeah, I'm nowhere near that caliber. Yep, there we are. So we're back on the chat room. So I will have to refrain from looking at Facebook. That's okay. I've had no problem refraining from looking at Facebook. Man, roadkill book. The politics of Facebook, the nasty, vicious stuff before, during, and after the election, I had to turn my back away from it. I couldn't. People who I respected and cared for and still do. The fury, the at times irrational rage, and just pure meanness finally got to me, and I stepped away from Facebook. I really took a step back. I'm going to use it to promote the show, but I am going to refrain from the political discourse. I have enough stress in my life without getting into that. Anyway, speaking of things to stress over, segue time. Bill Gates, he retired from Microsoft with multi-billions of dollars. World's richest man, Bill Gates, says that he has he's spreading the word. He's warning that millions of people could be killed by bioterrorism. Gates made his comments at the Munich Security Conference. He spent much of the last 20 years funding a global health campaign. He said, quote, "We ignore the link between health security and international security at our peril." The co-founder of Microsoft has spent billions in his philanthropic drive to improve health worldwide. He says the next great epidemic could originate on the computer screen of a terrorist using genetic engineering to create a synthetic version of a smallpox virus or a superflu. Well, if you're an avid reader of Stephen King, we've been down this road, at least if you've ever saw The Stand. That's what wipes out genetically engineered flu virus that takes out, I think it's like 90% of the world's population. Scary, scary proposition, because you have no antibodies and the flu can be fatal. So a superbug that takes out big chunks of the population. All right, we're going to go out on a limb here, and we're going to pick up the phone, and I do have a safety net. We're going to go ahead and patch in. Hello, you're on KCNR 1460. I hope this is a caller for BoomerTech.
Yes, this is Rover.
Hey, Rover, I have a voice at last to go with the text. How you doing, man?
Pretty good. I'm calling from Google Voice.
You're calling from where?
Google Voice.
Oh, you're using Google Voice. Well, it sounds a little... Google Voice, for those listening, is a little bit like Skype. It sounds a little tinny. Is it? Are you using your laptop built-in microphone?
Well, yes and no. I've got a USB microphone, mouse. It's a combination.
Okay. You sound a little like you're calling in through a lunar relay station or something. But anyway, good to hear from you. You have a comment for the show.
Well, other than, you know, what I put in the chat room about having, you know, like users on one side or the other, that and it's good to hear you live.
Okay. Google Voice is letting us down there, Rover. You faded out on me. Hello, Earth to Rover.
Okay, can you hear me?
I can hear you now. Where's that little guy when you need him? yeah, I can hear you now. So your comment again, please.
To add users on the site of the chat, and it's good to hear you live.
You know, we would do the show more often live, except it really busts up our weekend. We always get it. Brenda and I have 3-day weekends, and this just slices it right in two, because to do a 2-hour show is like 5 hours of work. You know what I mean?
Oh, I understand.
Yeah.
An option would be go to either Friday or on Sunday.
Yeah, well, we're going to have a regular, because we're going to start launch a podcast later this quarter, we're going to set as much as possible within the constraints of Brenda's work. I'm more flexible than she is. A set time to come in and record the show that we will announce through our webpage at boomertechradio.com and on Facebook, and so that people can call in, and at least we have the feeling of the live show. So I'll try to be more diligent about letting people know when we're going to be live, okay?
Okay, yeah. And like I said, I just wanted to call in, say hi to you, and keep up the good work.
Oh, well, thank you. We try. We try to be a little different than, like I said, we don't have those big staff like Laporte and Commando and all the – or the Leo Laporte, yeah, or the we listen to the Grumpy Old Geeks podcast. Those guys are snarky.
Leo, I don't mind. The other one, I don't.
Oh, she's a bit too polished. I mean, I grew up. Kim Commando. She's a little polished, and she's a little she's pushing the McAfee or whatever it is she's pushing these days. You know, she's pushing it just a little too hard as being the solution to everything. Kapersky. Yeah. I want to hand my computer over to some Russian company. Yeah.
Right. And, I had a question years ago, and she had said it was too complicated. So we ended up, having her crack research team work on it. It took me 7 days to find a solution to the problem. It took them over 6 weeks, and they got it wrong.
That's one good thing I got to say about the tech guy. I wish I had the tech guy on this station, because their webpage, they actually follow up on the questions, and you can actually search through their show archives by topic for all the stuff they've talked about. But that's because he's got a guy there typing all this stuff into a database as in real time. Must be nice.
Oh yeah. And, here in Las Vegas, I was involved with the show. The host has since passed away, but, we would test products. Example, NetTalk Duo, the Lenovo laptops, the Lenovo tablet. That's where I got that from, was, because of all the testing I did, they gave it to me because of the review I gave for it. And I'm one of these type people, I'm going to tell the good along with the bad.
Yep.
If I like it, I'm going to brag about it. If I don't like it, I'm going to, give it to them straight. That's the way I am.
Yep. Hey, Rover, I'm going to have to cut you loose because the connection is just real crunchy, and people listening on car radios are going to have a hard time hearing us, okay?
Okay. Next time you're live, I'll see if I can get my Skype working and see if I can do it that way.
All right, sounds good. Thanks a lot, Rover.
All right, talk to you later.
Okay. Well, there we go. That's a Rover from Las Vegas and calling in on a Google Talk, which is one of the voiceover IP systems. And as you can hear, a little bit of a dodgy connection, and that's been the problem with doing audio over internet protocol because the packets of data bounce all over the place. It's like a pachinko game. You know those Japanese games where you put the balls in the top and they all the way down? That's sort of what happens to your data packets when they go into the internet. They bounce all over the place. And eventually they all end up in the same place, but they take different routes getting there. And then your computer has to put all those little packets back together into an intelligible string. It's a wonder that it works at all. But it, it's an early technology. I was able to hear him. And for those of you who are having trouble hearing him, I apologize. But it was really nice to get a phone call, 530-605-4567. So we were talking about Bill Gates being worried about bioterrorism. And, of course, this has been a topic for quite a while. Intelligence agencies say that the Islamic State has been trying to develop biological weapons at bases in Syria and Iraq. However, they say that they're playing down the threat and saying the terrorists would need people with necessary skills, good laboratories, and a relatively calm environment. But it is becoming a more realistic threat. So I would hope that the agencies have excuse me about that. I would hope that the agencies have some kind of mechanism in place for being able to react quickly to this stuff. But if you have a variant of smallpox or a flu that we've never seen before and there is absolutely no resistance to, man, that's a bad juju scene. So, well, the Chinese say it best, may you live in interesting times. So Tesla in the news again, unfortunately. I'm trying to pull up this article on my iPad, and it is not letting me. Article on NBC News, and it is refusing to load. It loaded a minute ago. Don't you hate it when that happens? You know, try to pull something up real quick. Long and short of it, Tesla under fire in the wake of an explosive crash in Indianapolis. A young woman was driving under the influence, left the road, crashed into a tree, and the battery started exploding. Well, it's a tragic thing, but obviously this happens with gasoline-powered cars constantly. You know, if you rupture the fuel tank and it sprays all over the place, you get a roaring hot fire. So emergency responders say that the fire, the batteries were flying out. And it's tough to fight a lithium battery fire. You know, emergency services are going to have to firefighters are going to have special foam, I guess, to fight a lithium battery fire, not to mention the fact that trying to pull somebody out of a car with high voltage crackling around could be a little bit problematic. So any technology is not without its risks, but look for the Rover's got a link on that story. I'm trying to pull the story up on my iPad, and for some reason it is refusing to do so. Yeah, it's a story that appears on NBC News. She hit the tree. Yeah, thanks, Rover. he's practically my studio assistant right now. 27-year-old was driving her boss's Model S about 1 a.m. on November the 3rd, apparently swerved to avoid an oncoming car, smashed into a tree, and hit a parking garage. The car immediately exploded. The victim had a blood alcohol level of 0.21. She was killed. Her 44-year-old passenger died as a result of the subsequent explosion and fire. Not the first time, of course. Tesla has been closely examined, and people are getting a little nervous about anything that has a lithium-ion battery in it. And, of course, I'm sitting here with 7 devices with lithium batteries in them. And I have had some incidents with a lithium ion battery. My old 17-inch Mac Pro or MacBook Pro, I bought an aftermarket battery, took it out of the case one fine day and put it on the countertop, and it wobbled. I turned it over, and the entire bottom of the computer was bulged out. It was a little bit scary, and so obviously I couldn't use the computer. It didn't crack the motherboard, but it bent the daylights out of the aluminum frame of the MacBook. And this was a pretty annoying thing. So anyway, you don't want to go cheap on your lithium batteries, which is, you know, kind of what Samsung has discovered, and they're going to great pains to definitely try to avoid having a repeat. You know, consumers will forgive the occasional mess up. Look at Microsoft. There's no, you know, about every other operating system Microsoft pushes out is a catastrophe. Anybody remember Windows Millennium Edition? Thankfully, had a very short lifespan. Windows Vista? Oh, yeah, that was a prize winner. Windows 8? Oh, yeah. So it's kind of like Star Trek movies. Every other one sucks. So we hope that we need a better battery technology. There's a lot of work being done by a lot of really smart people on how to store huge amounts of energy in a compact, safe space. Because the problem is, and I've said this before on this show, we don't have an energy shortage. There's more. It's like water. We don't have a real water shortage. We just have too much at one time and not enough at another. Overall, there's plenty of water. And if we had a means of storing it for the dry times, we'd be all better. But we don't do that. It's pretty much a use-on-demand situation. So it is with electricity. We've got sources of electricity floating in the sky. A thunderstorm has enough potential energy in it to run a city for years, but it's all expended in fractions of a second. If you could somehow gather that energy, you know, like the Frankenstein thing, if you could store that energy and then release it over a period of time, you'd never have to build another power plant. Think about that. There's a lot of, you know, solar panels work great in the daytime, but they're not terribly efficient. Wind power, who knows what effect that windmills are having on surface winds. That's something that Brenda's expressed a little question about, is what's happening with the weather patterns, because you've got windmills slowing down and disrupting the surface transport winds. You know, what long-range effect, not to mention the fact it occasionally swats birds and bats out of the sky. So anyway, let's see here for other news stories. Yeah, good story there on the Tesla. Thanks to, and now I got to go back to the KCNR room, and I back to Rover's comments. One point two, three point one, two, three, 95 ME. 95 was good. Millennium Edition was bad. 2000. Oh God, I forgot about 2000. Windows 2000 was more of a business operating system, short lived. XP, of course, took over for a very long time. Now we've got Windows 10. I'm going to, right after the break, I promise, I can tell you about the Windows 10 update loop. But got time for just a quick story or two before we go to the bottom of the hour break. NVIDIA. Now, this is a company that has been really the graphics processing units has been their big thing. Because if you own a gaming computer, your main processor, a good solid one, is good. But what's more important is the separate processor that handles all the graphics. Now, a cheap computer uses the main central processing unit and a portion of the memory to handle the graphics. Better ones have a on the motherboard graphics processing unit, and that's what puts, you know, paints the picture on your screen. High-end machines have a totally separate high-powered computer of its own that does nothing but handle your graphics presentations. And there's two big companies, well, several big companies, but the two leaders, of course, of AMD microdevices and NVIDIA. Well, NVIDIA is kind of actually spreading out since their graphics cards are, in a sense, very powerful standalone little computers, NVIDIA is going to team up with the Tokyo Institute of Technology to launch Japan's fastest AI supercomputer called the Tsubame. It will use NVIDIA GPU accelerators to double performance over the previous generation. So pretty cool stuff. You live in some very, very interesting times when it comes to the technology, and that is the stuff we try to bring you here on the Boomer Tech Radio Show. Thank you very much for being a listener. 530-605-4567. We're going to take our bottom of the hour break. We'll be back with more of the tech news that you can use right after this.
It takes you to your place of work. It gets your kids to school, practice, recitals, and to visit friends and relatives. It takes you on your adventures, and it brings you home again safely. It's your car or light truck, and for most of us, it's our second biggest investment. So when your vehicle needs routine maintenance or major repairs, it just makes sense to go with the very best. Here in Shasta County, that means one thing: Advanced Automotive. Advanced Automotive is Redding's only shop that's listed on RepairPal.com, part of a nationwide network of shops that are regularly evaluated for superior training, guaranteed fair prices, and excellent customer reviews. And Advanced Automotive backs up their work with something you won't get anywhere else, a 24-month, 24,000-mile warranty. Don't just take my word for it. Log on to RepairPal.com, enter your make, model, and zip code, and read what your friends and neighbors have to say. Advanced Automotive, 5756 F West Side Road in Redding, 244-4423.
This is Terry Oxley, pastor of True Life Church in Bella Vista. The seeds of corruption are already in full bloom in our country. We see this by the extreme violence and morally bankrupt behavior demonstrated by people from every age group and walk of life. Sadly, this behavior is not something you catch, but it is learned. It's being taught in our colleges, evangelized through TV and movies, and substantiated by the media. Your best protection from this vile corruption is having a living relationship with Jesus Christ. If you are looking for a no-nonsense church that's not afraid to talk about current issues and yet teaches the Bible, I invite you to be our guest. Our Sunday services are at 10 a.m. We are located on Deschutes Road, one block south of Highway 299 in Bella Vista. You can visit our website at truelifereading.com. We hope to see you soon, and remember, it's worth the ride.
If you are running your own business, you already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes, smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity, for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Redding, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
Calling all volunteers. Turtle Bay Exploration Park needs you. From animal care to horticulture and everything in between, volunteers are what help make Turtle Bay wonderful. We're having a volunteer opportunities workshop where you can learn all about how you can help Turtle Bay. Join us Saturday, February 25th from 10 a.m. to 11:30 a.m. to find where you best fit to volunteer with Turtle Bay. To RSVP, visit turtlebay.org. Turtle Bay Exploration Park. Isn't it wonderful?
every week. Goodies, gadgets, gizmos, and tech news. We hope you can use Boomer Tech Radio with Bob and Brenda Belongi. And Brenda, of course, still making her way. By now, she's probably somewhere between Red Bluff and Anderson, California, possibly even swearing at the radio because she got held up in by flooding and had to reroute around a flooded portion of Interstate. Can you believe that? Interstate 5 got some water on the road, and, of course, they don't want people slamming into the water at 70 miles an hour, so they took it down to one lane. And so she thought she would try to backtrack and come up a different route, and it has proven to be sort of a long haul. I haven't checked my phone lately. Yeah, there's another screen. She hasn't updated me lately, but she may come roaring in here at the in the last couple of minutes. If not, she will be back next week. Now, Rover suggests that maybe we think about making the commitment once a month. In here, in the chat room, KCNR1460.com, click on the live button. If we were to do, say, one a month live, and I think we could probably make that happen. That's a definite possibility. And we're not Kim Commando. We're not going to sit here and fix your computer for you. But we will occasionally, when there's a common problem, like this one I have on my Dell 17-inch, it's a Dell 17-inch, it's not a Latitude, what's the Inspiron, 17-inch Inspiron, consumer-grade computer, i5 processor, it's about 6 years old now. Came with Windows 7, and what was nice about it is it had the Windows Signature package, and if you get a chance, if you go to buy a Windows PC, spring for the extra money to get a Signature Edition, because what that means is that and we talked about this last week, all of the garbageware that gets loaded onto low-cost PCs to basically subsidize the expense of building them slows your computer down, turns it into just a complete junk heap right out of the box. A Signature Edition, which you pay a little more for, gives you essentially a clean Windows version, and that's what this one was, this Dell 17-inch. However, I updated it to, I beg your pardon, excuse me a second. Yeah, talking for 2 hours does things. Essentially, what happened is I upgraded it to Windows 10 and it went fairly smooth, converted up. I was really nervous about it, but the last couple of updates, Windows automatic updates, absolutely infuriating. You go to turn on the computer and it just says, oh, we're going to do an update now. Annoying as all get out. Rover in the chat room says, get the Revo uninstaller to take junk off your computer, spelled R-E-V-O. Thanks, Rover. Article in the New York Times, and this is nothing earth-shaking. Question submitted to the tech guy, the tech specialist at the New York Times. Why is it some Windows updates just refuse to install? In other words, when one goes into update history, it shows an update that has failed to install a number of times. What can you do? Or you turn on the computer, it says, please wait while updating. Do not turn off your computer. And you come back an hour later and it's still doing it. Well, first thing you do is you ignore the little thing that says do not turn off your computer because otherwise it's just going to sit there till the cows come home. Hold down the power button and force a shutdown. I know that's – I do not recommend that as a rule because it really is kind of rough on your hard drive. But go ahead and force a shutdown. Wait a few minutes. In fact, take out the battery and unplug the power supply because what you want to do is dump the memory. Completely dump the memory. Then put the battery back in, plug the charger back in, and before you turn the computer on again, get a network cable and plug directly into your router. Usually, hopefully your router has an open port on it. Plug your computer if it's a laptop or get a long cord if you're using a desktop. Plug directly into your router and start back up. With luck, see, when you have an unexpected shutdown in Windows, it goes back and puts in, and goes to the last known good startup. It'll backtrack to the last time it did a successful boot. Now, you may have to do this twice. That's what I usually end up doing with this silly Dell, is I have to reboot it twice, and then it's good to go again for a while because Windows finally just gives up on trying to install that particular update and goes on about its business for about 2 weeks, and then it starts all over again. Now, Windows Update is the service. I like that word, service. It's a benefit. It's not a bug. It's a feature. Microsoft provides this service within the Windows operating system to automatically download and install security patches and system fixes, but it does have malfunctions of its own. Now, this is not just a Windows 10 thing. It's been happening, and even OS X, or Mac OS, depending on how you want to term it, has some problems, but not nearly as often as Windows does. So if you check your Windows update history in the Settings app and you see a particular update has failed, restart the PC and then try to run Windows Update manually and see if that will clear the problem. Now, you want to make sure that your you may have gotten some malicious software, so you want to keep your Windows security software current. Make sure you have Windows Defender going, Microsoft Security Essentials, or any of the third-party programs. I have AVG. I used to be a big fan of AVG. Then they fell out of favor. I've gone back to AVG now. I have a paid version of it. Komodo is another good third-party low or no-cost antivirus program because the malware writers are getting sneakier and sneakier. So what they do now, what these programs do now, instead of looking for a so-called signature of a known virus, they actually look at the activity in your PC, and they look for your port activities. And if you're getting an awful lot of activity that really shouldn't be happening, that's when your computer's going to fire up a red, the anti-malware program is going to pop up and say, yeah, you might have a problem here. Okay. Rover has, if you go into the chat room, Rover's got some information there. ClamWin, just like it sounds, ClamWin, says, uses that for an antivirus. Like I said, you got fans of Komodo, Comodo. I like AVG package. But actually, if you have multiple computers, put a different antivirus on each one because what one doesn't catch, another one might. You know, because the malware people are just horrible. Windows website has a update troubleshooter for 7, 8, and 10. You can download, use to sort out certain issues. I've never had the troubleshooter actually come up with something. It says Windows troubleshooter was unable to resolve your problem. You know. But check Windows-focused blogs and online tech forums. Mostly what I discovered with the update thing was, yeah, I got it too, and nobody will give me any answers. So you are not – the big thing is you are not alone in your pain. But this is where you bring in the 12-year-old kid from up the street to fix your computer. Let's see. Superante, says Rover. Spyware and malware bytes. I know about malware bytes. That's a good one. Hey, there's probably no sadder thing in the world than when you inadvertently drop your phone. And in spite of your best efforts, now I've got my real nice UAG Urban Armor Gear, protecting my Galaxy S7. It's got a nice big lip around the edge of it. But, you know, if something hits the middle of the screen, it can crack, even if you have one of those overlays. Well, according to an article in Mashable, there's a product called Protect Packs, P-R-O-T-E-C-T-P-A-X, an innovative liquid screen protector that works on glass surfaces like smartphones, tablets, and even glasses. It uses silicon dioxide that bonds with the surface and significantly hardens it. And if you look at this thing, it's pretty cool. You rub it on, According to the video that I was just looking at here, this is on Mashable.com. If you go to the Boomer Tech Radio magazine, you can actually see the link to the story on Mashable. It actually makes the screen as hard as sapphire. And on the hardness scale, sapphire is like a couple of steps below diamond. So it makes it far more resistant to scratching, to breaking. It spreads out impact so it doesn't shatter the glass. And I think silicon dioxide is what, I think that might be what Gorilla Glass relies on, the Dow Corning Gorilla Glass. But anyway, this looks real easy. It says the coating lasts for up to a year. You basically just rub it on. It's kind of like a car polish, looking at the video. So check it out on Mashable. It's called Protect Pax, ProtectPax. Screen protector comes in a liquid form, so make sure you definitely says it's made out of liquid glass and significantly hardens the surface. And I commented on this in Facebook a couple of weeks ago, which I'm not looking at the moment because every time I go look at Facebook, I lose my KCNR, you lose my KCNR chat. A new cafe in San Francisco is staffed by robots. And it's a robotic arm. This is this is an automated coffee shop called Cafe X. Latest example of San Francisco's dual infatuations, coffee and automated technology. Now you order the coffee with your mobile app. A robotic arm starts moving the paper cup around, pushing on the syrup levels and brewing your coffee. And it's ready because you can use like PayPal. Let's see. Henry Hu is a 23-year-old college dropout who founded Cafe X. He envisioned this as an answer to long waits at coffee shops. A well-made cup of coffee delivered quickly, efficiently, and at a relatively low cost. Now, what they call a flat white at Cafe X is $2.95. It's $3.75 at Starbucks. And Starbucks is actually a victim of their own app because they've had so many people jumping on the Starbucks app that the line runs clear out the door just to pick up coffee. And if you've just gone down there to Starbucks to pick up a coffee, you're out of luck. They're just completely overwhelmed. By the way, personal political statement, I will no longer eat or drink coffee at Starbucks. I have my own reasons, some of them political. But also just the environment. If you are a native of Reading or surrounding areas, go to someplace other than Starbucks. But that's just me. You know, I'm personally a big fan of Dutch Bros, which is a definite true success story. So, but I won't do Starbucks. I would rather go to the Circle K and get that transmission fluid that they call coffee out of their machine. Before I would go set foot in a Starbucks again. That's just me. By the way, a lot of these stories that I read come off my iPad Pro, which I love. I got the 12.9 inch iPad Pro, and Apple, when they first started promoting it, you know, it's a super computer, you know, and they were pushing it as a computer replacement. Well, now the latest round of commercials from Apple says, well, no, the iPad really isn't a computer. It's something better, faster than most laptops. You can get them with optional built-in LTE cell service, which I have, and the pencil stylus, which I also have. So it has definitely a whole different set of applications than an ordinary desktop. I'm still of the mind, if I have one device that I can take, I'll probably take my Amazon Kindle reader, my Kindle Fire. But it's getting a little bit dated. It's about seven years old, but it's a nice compact form factor. More often now, I'm using okay, we're going to go ahead and we've got a phone call coming in. We're going to do this hot live. And we're going to patch in. And this is always the scary part because this could be somebody trying to sell me aluminum siding or whatever. I don't know. Hello, you're on the air on Boomer Tech Radio. Please tell me you're calling for the show.
Well, I could try to sell you some aluminum siding, but that's not going to work very well.
How about that? It's my lovely co-host.
Where are you?
Joining the fray via the miracle of electronics.
Yes.
Our friend Jack says. I'm back in town.
Okay.
But I'm still far enough away that you'll be done by the time I could get to the studio.
So tell the audience what happened.
Well, I got to Williams, south of Williams on I-5, and we're talking parking lot, almost, creeping forward, and then it did turn into a parking lot for a while. So I don't know what the problem was, but I did a 180 and used technology to find my way back over to 99, and I hate driving 99.
Yeah.
But
I've actually tried to steer you wrong.
Yes, for the first time ever. Hey, Google did not do well. And it showed me where to go, but it must have lost cell connection or something, which doesn't make sense because all the signal, when I checked on it, the signal strength was strong. Yeah, it started to redirect me out in the middle of nowhere. So like a moron, I followed it, and finally I realized when I got on a road where I very clearly was going west, I said, you know, that's not right. And I thought, well, maybe I took a left when I should have taken a right. No, and even then when I came back out and tried to get back on Highway 113, it still wanted me to go backwards. It was very odd.
Had you not been trying to get home quickly, might have been interesting to follow its lead and say, okay, where are you taking me?
Yeah, well, there were a lot of people doing the same thing. and actually, it was interesting. Many roads across the valley were closed, including the feed from Vina over to Corning.
Now, for those of you listening in distant areas,
Woodson Bridge.
Northern California recently had a very close call with Oroville Dam, and they're letting a lot of water out of Lake Oroville down the Feather River to relieve stress on a damaged dam, the tallest dam in the country, big earthfill. And earthfill dams, when things go bad, they go bad really fast. Meanwhile, further upstream at Lake Shasta, they're a couple of feet from the top, so they're letting out all kinds of water. We've got all this rain that came down. So the waterways, and they all come together in about the same place known as the Sacramento River Delta, where you've got like, what is it, 8 or 9 rivers that all come into that same...
two major ones.
Yeah, two major and a lot of small
rivers.
And
have a lot of stuff that empty into the major ones before it gets there.
And so you've got, you've got the Sacramento and the San Joaquin, and then you've got the Feather, which empties into the American, which empty into the Sacramento.
Yeah, and then there's the Consumness, and there's other ones that I don't
the
know.
The Tuolumne, lots of rivers. Adds up to a lot of water. So what's happened is every low-lying area gets flooded out, and it's kind of backed up to the point where these areas around Yuba City and Marysville are getting flooded out. And along the I-5 corridor, which is pretty low in that part of the state, they got flooded out for part of it. So anyway, glad to hear that.
I was very disappointed in the Google Navigation.
Yeah.
That's the first time
we've seen in that.
Wrong. But I'm not as good as using it as you are, so, you know, I didn't have my co-pilot with me.
Yeah. Well, in one of our chat room people here, Romine, says, have a hard copy on hand. And of course, if you're a boater, you're an idiot if you go out with nothing but a GPS.
This is why we're such a pair, because I like the analog hard copy, and you like the electronic, and between the two, we might get where we may
find our way from point A to point B. All righty. Well, we'll see you here shortly, because I have, of course, to redub the show for Sunday night, and we'll see what's going on. We have other things to talk about, too.
And, it took me twice as long to get home as usual from where I was, exactly twice as long, but I had to backtrack.
All right. We will see you when you get here.
I thought I was terribly clever. I avoided being on the show today.
Missed you. I've had to babble all by myself for
I've been listening to you since Red Bluff. Not too bad.
All righty. I knew it. All right.
See you soon.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right. Brenda will be back next week. And like I said, Rover had a great idea. We're going to try to do the show live, really live, instead of Memorex, at least once a month. So back to my story. Apple decided the iPad Pro in their latest round of commercials, it isn't a computer, it's something better. So I use the Pro for a lot of things. it, especially if you've got Google Docs or one of the other cross-platform applications, you can do a lot with the iPad Pro. And like I said, I've got an iPad Pro and my MacBook Pro side by side. You're not going to edit videos and things like that on an iPad. But I do have an external keyboard, and I've got a nice stand-up stand, and I do have the stylus. So, I like my iPad Pro, and I use it a lot on this program. Oh, let's see here. 18 silly but fun Amazon Echo commands. Now, we talked in a previous hour about being able to set appointments on your Google Calendar, or excuse me, on your Outlook calendar by simple voice commands. And I'm starting, like when I did a dentist appointment, I set it by voice on my Samsung phone through Google. Well, Amazon's assistant gets smarter and smarter. You can now here's some things you can just try. Alexa, make me a sandwich. The answer you get is pretty useless. Perfect setup for the next command. So Alexa, sudo make me a sandwich. Okay, that's actually a Linux command. Apparently the response is pretty awesome. Alexa, the dude abides. Now, you have to be a complete movie geek to get that one. Alexa, keep calm and carry on. I know I'm tripping. I'm setting off Amazon Echoes all over town right now. Alexa, set volume to 11. Alexa, sing a song. Now, don't ask Alexa to play a song. You want it to say specifically, sing a song, and the result is charming. So we'll have to try some of this stuff. Alexa, talk like Yoda. And Alexa, what is pi? Now, remember Star Trek, the episode of Star Trek? They actually beat a intelligence that had worked its way into the ship's computer by ordering the computer to calculate pi to the very last digit. And of course the computer said, and freaked out. Well, if you ask Alexa to do that, she probably has, she says some kind of snarky comment. What's other, find Chuck Norris. If you say open the pod bay doors, Alexa has a very witty comeback. Sneeze. Sometimes it seems Alexa's developers just need to get out more. I would have to agree with that. And so a lot of these came to us courtesy of CNET. So fun things to do with your Alexa. Let's see here. What did it get? Real quick here before we run out of time. A German government watchdog has ordered parents to destroy an internet-connected doll for fear it could be used as a surveillance device. Yes, according to a report from BBC News, the German Federal Network Agency said the doll, which contains a network and a microphone and speaker, was equivalent to a concealed transmitting device and is therefore prohibited under German telecom law. The doll in question is My Friend Kayla, a toy which has already been the target of consumer complaints in the European Union and U.S. In December last year, privacy advocates say the toy recorded kids' conversations without proper consent, violating a Children's Online Privacy Protection Act. Kayla, like your Amazon Echo, uses a microphone to listen to questions, sending this audio over Wi-Fi to a third-party company called Nuance that converts it to text. This then searches the internet, allowing the doll to answer basic questions like, what's a baby kangaroo called, as well as change play games. In addition to privacy concerns over data, security researchers found that the Kayla can be easily hacked. The doll's insecure Bluetooth connection can be compromised, letting a third party record audio or even speak to the children using the doll's voice. Mm-hmm. Little bit creepy stuff there. Anyway, the German said, nyet, or no, nein.
to the Kayla. All the time for this week, Boomer Tech Radio. Wherever you go, whatever you do, be safe. Be good to each other.
Good, honest, reliable. More than two decades ago, an auto repair shop opened in Reading based on those simple principles. Advanced Automotive is still family-owned, continuing on with those same ideals. So simple, yet rare in today's world. Modern cars and light trucks have grown more complex in the past 20-plus years, but those founding concepts still hold just as much importance when it comes to safety, reliability, and value for your dollar. Advanced Automotive of Reading promises that your vehicle will be serviced confidently by a technician with the training and knowledge to make professional repairs. Read what your friends and neighbors have to say about Advanced Automotive by going to RepairPal.com, where you can get an instant estimate of what you can expect to pay for your service or repair. Honest work at a fair price. It's not all that complicated. Advanced Automotive of Reading, 244-4423, or stop by 5756 F West Side Road.
You're listening to KCNR 1460, community talk radio for the North State. This is KCNR, Shasta, Reading.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra. President Trump is in the air right now, flying from Palm Beach to Orlando Melbourne International Airport, which will bring out the both supporters and protesters alike. Gene Bowman says he likes the president because he's not a politician.
Trump claims he's a politician. That's a true lie. He's not a politician. He's a businessman. Politicians are liars. They don't do what they say they're going to do.
Meanwhile, Bill Houseman says he opposes everything the president stands for.
He's very anti-everything I'm for. I'm for education. He's put one of the worst secretaries of education that could possibly imagine in that position. I am very pro-environment, and he's put one of the worst people in charge of the EPA he could.